This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who've set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
A bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan during Friday prayers, killing at least four people, including the imam. It came just hours after a U.S. envoy and top Afghan officials announced a restart of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Republican Party has moved its August convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, after the Democratic Governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, wouldn't guarantee that large crowds would be allowed to gather in the Charlotte venue because of the coronavirus. Florida Mayor Lenny Curry is a Republican. He says he will allow crowds for and against President Trump to protest as long as they do so peacefully.
We have free speech. People protest and disagree, and then people go vote, and their voice will be heard at the ballot box, and that's how we do that peacefully in our country.
This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A country superstar planning a very special social distancing concert. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th.
And that's a week from today. Today is the fourth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a security guard, opened fire inside the gay nightclub, and after a three-hour standoff, police shot and killed him. 49 people, though, died, and 53 were wounded. And The Bachelor will have its first black star next season, as ABC says Matt James will be the lead for season 25 of the show, which the network is hoping to premiere in January. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Live. You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? I'll tell you, we got a lot of hard work to do that requires we the people. That's all hands on deck. If we are going to change the course of human events as they are before us this day, and will we rise to the occasion? Will we be regarded as the next greatest generation, where we're going to reflect on the greatest generation with our next guest, Joseph Tecovsky, and we're taking a look at uncommon valor, which was a common virtue in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and his book, 40 Thieves on Saipan. It's the elite Marine scout snipers in one of World War II's bloodiest battles, which is the untold story of an especially valor-filled and daredevil gang of Marines. Joseph is his father's son, and he's here to share his father's story. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Well, being a former Marine, needless to say, I have a special affinity, you know, for the story that you share about your father, because so many of our fathers who were part of World War II, your father was in the Pacific Theater, my father was in the European Theater, he was a medic. Served under General Patton during the Battle of the Bulge, and I can only imagine what he endured and what he experienced, and how many men, you know, saw my father's face as the last face that they saw this side of heaven before they passed. But my dad, like your dad, was not open to discuss this. It was, you know, privately held. And something that he carried with him. My second oldest brother was honored to have an opportunity, because my second oldest brother, of his three of the five sons, you know, served in the military during the Vietnam era. My second oldest brother was on the front lines as a field radio operator in the Army. And so they had that in common. And I think because of that, my dad was more open to talk with my brother about this. But for you to discover this story, this wasn't easy, and I'm sure it's probably the same as a story that I can relate to, where our father was not necessarily open to discuss what happened in World War II.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service, Bill.
Yeah.
And I might want to add that the jobs that the medics in the European theater and the corpsmen did in the Pacific were incredibly dangerous jobs. because a medic saving a life of somebody in the field and somebody coming back to battle. And the enemy specifically targeted corpsmen in the Pacific, and I would imagine medics in the European theater, just to stop them from saving lives.
Exactly.
So it goes to your father.
Well, you know, to all our parents, that greatest generation. Now, you knew your father was a Marine, but that was just about it growing up. You knew that, you know, Semper Fi was a motto he stood by, and maybe like my son, who often says to me, well, Dad, you're a Marine. You know, that I guess that sums up my perspective and my values. It gives him some frame of reference, you know, and maybe for discipline or whatever. But you knew your father was a Marine, and that was about it, right?
Yeah, and you also could identify his buddies because his buddies never had, his Marine buddies, because they never had first names.
Yes.
They were always nicknames or their last name. They were never referred to as, you know, Bill or Jimmy or whatever. They always had nicknames. And if my mother at any time would ever bring up, you know, the name of an island or begin to talk about something that Dad may have done, he would get uncharacteristically angry because he normally was very even-keeled. But he'd get uncharacteristically angry, and that put a wet blanket over the conversation. He knew not to talk about it anymore. And then when he regained his composure, he'd give a brief explanation, and then that would be the end of it.
That was all he had to say about that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I understand it wasn't until your father's funeral that you were able to, you know, get more revelation and go into a deeper dive of, you know, what happened in his life there.
Well, the eulogy was the great epiphany because, quite frankly, if that gentleman hadn't gotten up to speak at his funeral, I never would have opened his footlocker. It would never have given me cause to do so, to find his old platoon rosters. But the eulogy had to deal with when he first met my father at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where Dad was there on the GI Bill. He was 40-something at the time, and this kid was 18, and in Naval ROTC.
Yeah, and your father was an officer in the Marine Corps.
Correct, correct.
Right.
He was
okay.
A lieutenant. He led this platoon on Saipan. He ended up retiring a full-bird colonel. And the story had to do with an episode on Saipan because the sergeant who happened to be on guard duty was from Wisconsin and was in Dad's platoon. And he tells this ROTC fellow this amazing story that was just, you know, eye-opening. In fact, when he was done speaking, you could have heard a pin drop on the carpet. It was just such an epiphany. And that's what prompted me to open up his footlocker and find his platoon rosters for Guadalcanal, Tarawa, and Saipan, and old letters and photographs of, you know, nameless men. Through the platoon roster and technology, I was able to search out the surviving members and send them letters asking them if they were in the platoon. And fortunately, they all, you know, agreed. Buddy that we, Dad's Marine buddies that we'd visit all the time in Arizona, Knuppel, all I knew is that they were Marine buddies. If Bill ever tried to bring up anything about World War II, immediately Dad would shoot it down, and Bill would very oddly acquiesce. You know, and it was later on the platoon roster, I saw that he was Dad's sergeant.
Oh, wow.
And the Scout Snipers. And even at 80 years old, they still had this relationship of, you know, sergeant.
Oh, there's a chain of command. It goes till death do us part. Are you kidding me? Yes, exactly. No, time-honored value. Let's go back here. So you're hearing the story at the funeral. What goes through your mind at this? I mean, I can only imagine as you're sitting there listening to this, probably wondering, did I really know my dad?
Exactly, because you only pick them up from the time you come onto this earth.
Right.
You know, who they were before. In fact, all of the letters that my mother saved during, all of the writing that they did from when he was in, Iceland or Guadalcanal or Tarawa or Saipan. You know, all of that was just like, God, I don't know, an invasion of privacy.
Oh, man, like that. Now, is your mother still alive, and was she alive during the time that you were going through this research?
No, she passed away in 1991, but a lot of the commentary about some of his fellow lieutenants and commanding officers came directly from her, because my brother had this wonderful habit of taking out old photo albums.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Joseph after this. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, when you think about where that spirit came from, It came from patriots that have lived down through the ages, patriots that we acknowledge when we honor the red, white, and blue, the flag of America, when we honor the rich history that, you know, just doesn't happen by happenstance. I mean, there are stories, and beyond the stories, there's real blood, there's real investment, treasure, time, lives invested in this rich history of America and this great American experiment. And it's up to us as the succeeding generations to carry on this rich tradition that has become the envy of the world. Joseph Tarkovsky continues with us, and his book, 40 Thieves on Saipan, a very personal story, personal because it involves his father. And Joseph, before the break, I want you to pick up and complete the story, because we had to go to break so abruptly.
Sure. Just a lot of wonderful commentary for the book came from these narrations that my brother would do, where he'd break out old photo albums and then tape record everyone's commentary on them. And that's, you know, where Mom would talk about, you know, Pappy Moorhead and what a dear fellow he was, and she could barely understand his accent, and he was always asking me if I had a sister, or she'd talk about Joe Dulcich, or Captain Edwards, or, oh, there's, you know, Skeffy. He was a great guy, you know. And then, you know, lots of commentary that she used about other people in the book I found useful for putting the flesh and bones back onto the, I don't want to call them characters because they were living people, but building a character of who they were for the book. Because I felt it was important to, you know, tell their story sort of through their eyes and, you know, make them lovable, either as a brother or a son or, you know, a boyfriend or husband to people.
Exactly.
Readers.
The title of the book, 40 Thieves on Saipan, the significance of that title?
Well, Marines of World War II were notorious thieves. They were the poorest equipped branch of service. In fact, so much so that when they first landed on Guadalcanal, they landed having been issued leftovers from World War I as far as uniforms, rations, and weaponry was concerned. And to take on the Imperial Army, toe-to-toe, they found it necessary to better their supply chains through what they referred to as marine methods, which we better know as thievery.
Right.
And obviously this platoon excelled at it so much that the rest of the 6th Marine Regiment referred to them as the 40 Thieves, and I learned about this because shortly after the eulogy, I went online and searched Saipan and our last name, and up popped this Marine Corps website with an article from the December 1944 Leatherneck magazine entitled Tarkovsky's Terrors, talking about the Scout Sniper Platoon on Saipan.
Wow.
And how they're crazy and fierce and lovable.
and you're reading this about your dad and, you know, the platoon that he led, right? Was it a platoon or company?
It was a platoon.
Yes, right.
And,
okay.
And at the end of it, there was a little text posted, and it said, this was my father's platoon during World War II. Everything in the article is true, except they were never known as Tarkovsky's Terrors. They were known as Tarkovsky's 40 Thieves.
Oh.
So even before I had thought about writing a book, the title was already there for me to circle back to.
Now, in this book, is this your first book that you have written?
It is.
Oh, so as you're putting this together, I mean, you're figuring, okay, this has to be a book. I mean, did you think that immediately or over time as you were collecting evidence, you said, well, the only way that I can possibly document this is do it by way of a book?
Well, as I first did it just out of curiosity. know, to, because Bill Knuppel started talking. He was natural. I knew him. And as opposed to Dad, who wouldn't talk about anything, Bill was walking, talking.
Well, now that Dad wasn't around, he could speak unchecked, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He gave me a little book that he wrote called Semper Fi that talked, was a little book. He gave me a video that some fellow made of him, you know, talking about his experiences in the Pacific and Iceland and New Zealand. Box of photographs, his diary, for Guadalcanal and Tarawa. And that helped me with, you know, language. How did people talk back then?
Right.
But as I hopscotched around the United States, going to all of the, you know, from coast to coast, really, multiple times, meeting these old fellows, collecting their stories, it was like a big jigsaw puzzle.
Exactly. You know, when you...
Nobody remembered in lineage, you know, that's all very segmented.
Right. Wow, what a puzzle piece to put together here. And the thing is incredible in, you know, recalling the stories of the 40 thieves. And, I mean, these were no ordinary men, as you say. I mean, when you consider that necessity is the mother of invention, I mean, the Marines were there. They had to survive, so they had to come up with ways. Though they were undersupplied, they found, you know, ways to utilize whatever they could get their hands on. Tell our audience about the tank Banzai attack.
Yeah, that was the second night of the battle for Saipan when the Japanese launched a tank Banzai. It had been reported to expect it because they knew there was a tank regiment on the island.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Colonel Murray warned them about it, I believe. And they had no bazookas. They had no weaponry to fight tanks. And one fellow got the idea to make Molotov cocktails. So they salvaged a couple cases of sake, emptied out the sake, poured in gasoline, tore their T-shirts to use as wicks.
Yes.
And this is Bill Knuppel's story. And they used that for fighting off the tank Banzai because it smashed against the turret and the flaming gas would, you know, trickle down inside the tank and ignite the munitions. And Bill said it worked pretty well.
You think? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and another story where you had buckets filled with rusty shrapnel, which became short-fused bombs to clear out Japanese foxholes.
Well, it wasn't foxholes. The Japanese had a tendency to take a position and then fortify it well to make it so you couldn't get them out and make it much more deadly to get them out. And there were caves on a ridge that where the weaponry was recessed inside the cave, and the thieves were on top, and there was no way for them to get down into it because if they jumped down, they'd be cut to shreds immediately.
Right.
So they had passed through a camp and saw rusty metal there. They went back and salvaged some rope and these buckets of rusty metal, and all of them were trained in demolitions. So they all carried blocks of TNT. So they strapped some TNT to the buckets, timed the fuse, tied it off onto a piece of rope, lit the fuse, threw it down in, it swung into the cave and exploded. That's how they took out those machine gun emplacements.
Wow. Amazing. And then, of course, something that I learned during boot camp was the Black Death technique.
That's something that the Biddle method of bayonet fighting was rather new at the time. And that's something that they learned as well as these silent killing techniques. Both Bill Knuppel and Bob Smuts, who is my little Georgia Marine, mentioned how they, working behind enemy lines the way they were supposed to do, the unit was unique in the Pacific in that there were only two scout sniper platoons deployed, one for Tarawa, which was only a three-day siege, but then the one for Saipan was over a three-week grinder of a battle where they would live and work behind enemy lines for days and weeks at a time, where firing a weapon would be their last option.
Wow, what great stories. Joseph, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, 40 Thieves on Saipan. The book will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Thank you, Bill.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for my good friend Lowell Ponte, who joins us, and we've got a lot to catch up with him on, particularly, with recent incidences across the country. Lowell, a former think tank futurist, a former roving editor at Reader's Digest, and author, joins us now. Mr. Lowell, how are we doing, buddy?
Well as we can. Now that Black Lives Matter and Antifa have their own official capital in the United States, 6 to 8 blocks of the city of Seattle. Now that they have driven the left-wing mayor who loved Antifa of Portland, Oregon, to say, who for years has said he wants to build bridges, not build walls. He just built a wall around the city facilities in Portland, because he's so afraid that it will be taken over next. And, of course, Los Angeles has been a target for this kind of rioting and looting. Apart from that, I'm fine, Bill.
Exactly. What people need to understand, and we've been saying repeatedly here, Lowell, is that this is not Martin Luther King's peaceful protest. By no means. And some would try to blend that. Some in the media would try to somehow blend it. But it's totally incongruous, isn't it?
Well, and it's certainly not Martin Luther King's ideal of judging people, not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. They seem to think that this is everything. This is why I've taken to calling Antifa, which, by the way, is an entirely white group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of terrorists who were highly trained They carry incredibly expensive military-grade equipment, according to Laura Logan and others who have looked at them close up.
Well, James O'Keefe and Veritas, I mean, he's got a video inside one of their training sessions, right?
Oh, sure. And they're taught the very first thing is, if you're asked, are you Antifa, you deny it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, of course, the press does not want to claim they're Antifa because they deny it, although that's part of their tactics. And the scariest thing, of course, of all, for those of us who despise racism of any kind, is these Antifa members will suddenly out of nowhere appear with a brick, with a Molotov cocktail. They'll hand it to young, upset black people at the murder of a man in Minneapolis, and they will say, hey, you could throw this at that cop over there. And as one black woman who experienced this with her own friends at a rally said, you guys, you're white, but you're trying to get us killed or arrested or blamed for the violence, when in fact it's you white guys.
Yeah.
And this is what Antifa is all about. Of course, Black Lives Matter is different, but Black Lives Matter, like Antifa, it was founded by Marxist-Leninists. Mm-hmm. They follow a Marxist-Leninist agenda. In the case of Antifa...
Are they just a different side of the same coin there? Black Lives Matter and Antifa?
Well, they follow the same tactics. They have the mm-hmm. same objective, which is to bring down the United States by fomenting race war. Black Lives Matter, of course, marches on streets, as they did in New York City, to the chant, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now.
Right.
They make no bones about... Well, you have to understand, the larger left-wing agenda right now, as I've written in several columns, number one, they want to defund the police. Now, understand, Joe Biden says, oh, no, I don't want to defund the police. And then you ask him, what does he believe? He believes in basically imposing on police and denying them federal funds unless they accept a federal police review board that he will appoint, mainly of leftists, who, of course, will make policemen so afraid to arrest a criminal, to draw a gun, and so on.
Well, no, they could draw a gun, but they have to shoot out the kneecaps, though. Now we're going to have to, police officers, which we know, their kill rate, or at least their hit rate when they find themselves in a firefight, is something just short of 50%, if I remember correctly, according to the last stats. And so now you want them to really reduce the odds even more so, because Joe Biden's idea is that, no, you don't shoot to kill, you just shoot to wound.
The statistics from last year, which is where we have accurate numbers, the last time there was a study of how many unarmed black people have been shot in the street, and this could still be people resisting with other weapons, but nine mm-hmm. nationwide.
Right.
Out of in a country of 325 million people, and one of those was shot by an African American cop.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an African American killing injuring an African American with gunfire. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're told is genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and girls, genocide is what the authorities in Chicago permit to happen with blacks killing other blacks
every weekend.
Over who will control the drug dealing on a particular street corner.
Yeah, and they had a record-breaking number, I guess, here a couple of weeks ago. Something like, 28 murders in one day on a Sunday?
But, of course, groups like Black Lives Matter do not accept or pay attention to what goes on in Chicago because that does not create a pretext for tearing down the police. Now, mm-hmm. now they don't just want to defund the police, as Joe Biden does. They also want to take guns away from, well, they also want to impose a set of rules on police. For example, you must keep your gun and bullets separate and only load your gun once there's actually a problem, like somebody 3 feet away from you attacking you with an axe.
Right, exactly.
Then you must, it might magically stop time, casually load your gun, and then respond. That's what Joe Biden favors.
Yeah. I stand corrected, Lowe, by the way. That number is 18 people were murdered in one day. That's the most ever. It was 25 people over the weekend in Chicago. Those were the numbers. So
we're talking about thousands of blacks being killed, predominantly by other African Americans. And there's no attempt to protect African Americans against that. In fact, two African-American cops were murdered amidst recent violent protesting, looting, arson, and so on. Oh, by the way, there are now a number of documented cases of looters or would-be looters complaining that they're being prevented from looting, which is their right. How dare they stop us from looting their
just
store? They
there.
Have insurance.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that,
one police department has said we are not going to risk the lives of our police officers just to protect a business's property. But you see this idea that they have insurance. People seem to think if you have insurance, that will pay for anything they take. Boys and girls, it will not. Mm-hmm. There will be a large deductible on top of that. The insurance rates will go sky high. If a store has been attacked, or
and not to mention the fact that businesses move out, Lowell. I mean, historically, look at these communities that whose businesses have burnt down. You know, these companies, whether it's Home Depot or other big providers of jobs in local communities that have been devastated. You know, they're not real eager to come back into that community. I mean, and you can't blame them. But this is what's being self-perpetrated in these communities because these people have gotten out of hand. Just like you said, it may not be the specific idea of locals, but, you hand them a Molotov cocktail, say, here, go ahead and do it. And some of them have been useful idiots to that cause. And when we look at video, we see who is looting. It's not Antifa that's looting. It's not Black Lives Matter that's looting. It's local people who are looting. Also, local people, to their credit, by the way, that tried to stand in front, that were, cast aside, and some, got a beating for getting in the way of Antifa and these other looters.
Oh, some have been beaten nearly to their death. The Guardian Angels in New York City.
Exactly.
One person,
Curtis,
had an eye put out, and Project Veritas, just weeks earlier, had released tape from inside an Antifa meeting. They were talking about sneaky ways that you can put out a cop's eyes. So they train in the tactic of how to blind their opponents. And here it happened. Here it happened with a guardian angel in New York City, who was just a civilian trying to protect his community. But they have done one tremendous favor for us. Number one, we now see that Donald Trump is fire insurance. That is, if Democrats win, God help us, if Joe Biden wins or Democrats increase their power in November, America will burn.
Wow.
Starting with liberal cities, one tremendous favor. They've shown us if you have a city where the authorities are going to order police to stand down and do nothing to protect property, you can never rationally invest in that city again.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Lowell Ponte after this. Stay with us.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The negative effects of the coronavirus have been felt worldwide, but in countries where life was already challenging, the difficulties are compounded. In Zimbabwe, where the Tide Ministry shares the gospel over the airwaves, our partners report that listeners call in to voice their frustrations, pains, and prayer requests. Coronavirus-related issues are a compounding factor in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who are already struggling with hardships due to economic difficulties, rampant inflation, high unemployment, and the prospect of a low harvest because of inadequate rainfall. Fears differ from country to country, but the search for hope is universal, and Christ is the only solid foundation of hope.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is pointing people to Jesus as the source of true hope in Zimbabwe and other countries, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lowell Ponte continues with us as we are discussing, you know, who is behind the rioting and looting? You know, Lowell, I've been asking the question repeatedly, who's Black Lives Matter? The guys that spent, I don't know, what, 20, 25 times, they were able to walk into Barack Obama's White House and meet with him with regularity. And here we see what they're doing on the streets of America. And as if that's not enough, we've got the mayor of D.C. talking about her mural project. So now, leading up that main road, Pennsylvania Avenue, leading to the front steps of the White House, we have a Black Lives Matter mural. And meanwhile, there are movements around the country to get rid of statues of, our founding heroes of our country because they have found something in their past that somehow annoys Black Lives Matter or Antifa.
Oh, sure. That includes taking the name off from military bases. Exactly. The Pentagon has now been pressured to take the names of Confederate generals and others off 10 military bases. Well, okay, that's a reasonable argument, but number one, we are not going to replace their names with leftists. This is not going to become what they've done in Washington, D.C., which was to take public streets and turn them into advertisements, unpaid advertisements for Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, is, as I say, it was founded by 3 explicit self-styled Marxist-Leninists, according to David Horowitz, and it's an organization that Barack Obama, in one of those White House meetings, said, at your age, you're much better community organizers than I was. Keep that in mind. At every meeting of Black Lives Matter, they begin with reciting the words of Assata Shakur, their saint, their hero. Assata Shakur is not only a Marxist, not only a radical activist, she is also a cop killer. And she has fled to Cuba and is under the protection of Raul Castro right now as we speak as a terrorist. And this is who the group honors.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand. And as I say, their main chant is, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them? Now. So are these the people you want in control of a city like Seattle? mm-hmm. or threatening any liberal city that is willing to just order the police to back down. That includes New York City, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Portland, and Los Angeles. In fact, in Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti actually knelt before leaders of Black Lives Matter in humble supplication.
Well, you got the NFL. You got the NFL now kneeling before Colin Kaepernick and Black Lives Matter, right?
Yes, Colin Kaepernick, who at his most famous press conference showed up wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt and socks that depicted all police as pigs. That's Colin Kaepernick. However, he was not fired for that. He was fired because he'd lost 9 out of his last 10 games. He knew his career was over as an NFL quarterback, so he did the next best thing. He followed his Marxist girlfriend and declared himself, in essence, a revolutionary against the American flag, American tradition, and so on, so that he could gather the publicity and wealth that American corporations and then politicians are willing to turn over for that. Meanwhile, we have Nancy Pelosi. I call her Nancy, I'm racially pandering and I can't get up, Pelosi, who days ago led Democrats in a kneel-down exercise while wearing yellow cloth, which they were telling everyone was kente cloth from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, several Ghanese experts looked at it. One said, that looks a lot more like Rasta cloth from Jamaica. It does not look like Ghana kente cloth.
And some said maybe made in China.
Made in communist China, which is the same place the Democrat people who have hijacked the Democratic Party now import their politics. I mean, this is the problem. Show me. Remember, the Communist Party USA ceased in 1988 even to run presidential candidates of their own. What did they do? They ordered their members always vote for the Democratic Party nominee, who has ever since then been endorsed by the Communist Party USA. Doesn't mean they ask for it, but it means that their politics are so far left now that they're acceptable to the Communist Party USA. What does that tell us?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, Trevor Lowden has done extensive research on this, Lowell, in his books, The Enemies Within, and he has been telling me for a while that there's over 100 card-carrying elected officials in the federal government right now in the House of Representatives that are card-carrying Democratic Socialists.
Oh, well, they admit it. They're proud of it. The head of the AFL-CIO is also a member of Democratic Socialist of America. Because it's a so-called nonviolent organization, it merely wants to take your property and your money. Of course, it also wants to take away your right of self-defense. They also want to de-incarcerate all criminals. They also want to decriminalize crime in the state of California, for example, one of many. You could walk into a retail store, steal something just short of $950 worth of merchandise, and you will not even be pursued by the police.
Yeah.
They will make no effort to prosecute you at all because that's viewed as your legitimate share of proceeds. By the way, I mentioned they're changing the name of military bases. My own suggestion, they now have a Black Lives Matter car that now races in NASCAR as of this week. They also have ordered at NASCAR.
That's why we had to get rid of all the Confederate flags, right?
Yeah, the stars and bars have been prohibited. But the interesting thing is, if we're going to take the names of Confederates off, and by the way, I don't care about a Confederate who died 100 or 150 years ago having a statue and who believed in slavery. I care about these Marxists who want to make slaves out of you and me and listening to us right now today.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? Let's rename these military bases, if we must, after heroes of the wars against communism and socialism that the U.S. has fought. We fought against National Socialism, Nazism in World War II. We fought in Korea and in Vietnam and the long Cold War against communism. We're now fighting a war against communist China, who first attacked us with chemical weapons in the form of fentanyl that were killing 65,000 Americans a year, more Americans in a year than had died in the entire Vietnam War as it dragged on. And now they're attacking us with COVID-19 virus. possibly engineered in a Soviet weapons laboratory. But either way, they promoted it, they encouraged it, they sent flights into Western Europe while they wouldn't permit infected people to move in their own country. And that's cost 100,000 American lives. If those kind of casualties are not a war, what is?
Exactly. Well, that's what people have been asking, Lowell. And meanwhile, the mainstream media has let it down, just like on everything else. They're not saying anything.
Wouldn't it be nice to see U.S. military bases and public schools named after the people who have fought and won heroic battles against communist China? By the way, in the Vietnam War, you remember after the war, General Giap, the chief communist North Vietnamese general, was asked about the war. How did they win it? And Giap laughed and said, "We lost every single battle we fought with the Americans, every one. But thanks to our allies in the media, we were able to win the propaganda war."
Yeah, thank you, Jane
Fonda. That's what the North Vietnamese general said.
Right. Well, that makes sense because, you know, here it is, like what has been reported before, Lowell. We look at, you know, casualties. If we get to about 30%, we start folding our tents. You know, whether it's, you know, the Japanese, Chinese, in this particular case, the Vietnamese, the communists, their levels, they don't care about attrition. They'll fight to the last living soul, and America proves time and time again it has no stomach for this.
You know,
and this is why we are lucky to have Truman as president of the United States during World War II. Or, you know, if the atomic bomb was not released on Japan, the estimated additional millions of people who would have died in the Pacific Theater would have just knocked your head off.
And this is a theme of Chris Wallace of Fox News' new book, Countdown 1945. However, he omitted something that I've documented at great length in columns, and that is the second target, Nagasaki. Why did we drop an atomic bomb on Nagasaki? Here's something you may or may not know, Bill. Nagasaki was a port of zero military significance. We did no military harm to Japan by attacking it, but it was the only Christian city in Japan. We deliberately dropped the atomic bomb on Nagasaki less than a quarter mile away from the only Roman Catholic cathedral in Japan.
I was not aware of this.
And that was done deliberately. That target was changed by the Roosevelt-Truman administration. And by the way, if you want to understand them, look in, Woodward and Bernstein. Bernstein once wrote a book called Loyalties, in which he said that, of course, my parents and thousands of other communists swarmed into Washington, D.C. during the New Deal. He just admitted his parents were aligned with the Communist Party. Of course, he then went after Nixon later. What a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
But
go back. I mean, because Truman was a devout Christian, was he not? I mean, how would he authorize?
Truman authorized the bomb. He did not authorize the target. The target, I think, was Yokohama. But in any event, it was crossed out days before the attack, and Nagasaki was written in. There were more than 20,000 Japanese Christians.
We got 25 seconds left, Lowell. 25 seconds. Who wrote that in?
We don't know.
I'll tell you.
That's interesting.
We got to wrap it up right there, Lowell. And you and I will be back, and we'll talk more in detail about this. Lowell Ponte has been with us. Lowell, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill. God help America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.